My name is Jack Beaupre, and I'm with my grandma, Sue Romano, and I'm going to ask her some questions about her life and things she used to do. So,
okay.
What was your favorite thing to do growing up?
My favorite thing to do growing up was during the summer, my friends and I used to go to the beach because we didn't live far from the beach in Stamford, Connecticut. And then, too, we did things like bowling. We went to playgrounds and any after-school activities. We kind of busied ourselves like that. And also, you played more with the kids in your neighborhood. You know, like after school, you could go outside mm-hmm. and play with your friends. And, you know, and really have a good time. And we made, you know, we had our games that we used to play, hide and seek. The girls always played jump rope. Mm-hmm. You know, there were all kinds of things. And what we used to do was whatever, everybody got along really good. And whoever wanted to play one game, we would do that. And then the other person, whatever game they wanted to play. So on the whole, when I think back, you know, we really got along pretty good.
All right, next question. What was school like?
School was like it is now. You had to go to school every day. You looked forward to it, especially if you liked your teacher. You didn't change classrooms until you got into high school. There were after-school activities. Let's see. I was a Girl Scout. And, well, first I was a Brownie and then a Girl Scout. They had all that back then. And then I took, for dancing, I took Irish dancing. I also took tap mm-hmm. and ballet.
All right. What was your first job?
My first job was a part-time job I had at Pitney Bowes in Stamford. And it was office work. And what we did was we had to, our paperwork was to give the, separate what a salesman got paid. Mm-hmm. So it was like payroll, really. And then what the company got. So it was interesting, you know. So it was, you know, it was a job. It wasn't anything great, but, you know, it was nice.
How old were you when you had this job?
16.
And did you make any money? Like, how much money did you make?
$60 a week.
Total?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. What's your favorite thing to cook and bake?
Okay, my favorite. I do like to cook, and even when I was a kid. So one of my favorite things I like to cook, everybody seems to like my chicken, especially my fried chicken. And let's see, bake. I'm not a cookie baker, even though I did make good oatmeal raisin cookies that time. But I mostly make like a bundt cake, usually vanilla with chocolate icing, and brownies.
Nice. What's your favorite vacation you went on?
My favorite vacation was when we went to Florida. And we went to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And we had a wonderful time. And we went three times, didn't we?
Yeah. You did.
And it was great. It was wonderful. It was such a nice experience. It, Grandpa and I had a good time. You kids had a good time. Everybody did. You know, because nice. There's plenty to do. So that was a really, really good vacation that we took.
All right. How did you first meet your husband?
I first met Grandpa when I had gone to dinner one night with my sister and two of our friends, and we were at a restaurant, and he was there with his friends, and we started talking. And by the end of the evening, we got to know each other, and he had asked me out, not that night, but, you know, or my phone number, that's what it was. And after that, we went out all the time, and I ended up marrying him.
Nice. So what was your favorite thing you did with him?
Let's see. We used to go up to Lake George, and we used to vacation up there. And we always had a good time because we used to go with friends, Sue and Danny, and her parents had a beautiful camp-like up there. So they had boats. It was really great. Tennis courts. We would go into the village of Lake George and have dinners at night. And it was really a lot of fun. And we did, you know, a lot of vacationing.
Nice. And one last question. How different was life when you were growing up than it is now?
Really, it wasn't that much different because you, as a child, you went to school, you know, you had to do what your mother and father, you know, wanted you to do. There weren't any malls, so, you know, if you wanted to go somewhere with your friends or into the town, you'd take a bus and you would go. So things were in some ways different, but not really. Certain things you like that you have to do now, we did then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had to listen to your parents. And you had, of course, at times, there were times that, you know, you got yourself into a little trouble here and there, especially when you didn't let your parents know where you were, or because we didn't have cell phones. So that was a problem a lot of times. And then when I got my license when I turned 16, well, that was a lot of fun, though you didn't get to use the family car as often as you would like. Mm-hmm. But things were, they were different in some ways because you didn't really have as much as you do now. Yeah. Now you kids really have a lot. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot going on. Back then, it was a little quieter. You were home more, you know. So I would say that it was more relaxed, too, because now everybody's in a rush to do this and do that. You get